This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
A new technology allows you to go back in time for 5 seconds. It's just long enough to take back a misplaced word or action. Brent Hirose's one-man show examines how this technology affects the lives of 4 people and their chance to live without regrets. The play is called The Sucker Punch, and it was performed at the 2014 Nanaimo Fringe Festival.
Here's a conversation I had with Brent Hirose after a performance of The Sucker Punch.
Hi, my name is Brent Hirose from Seismic Shift Productions, and I'm at the Nanaimo Fringe doing The Sucker Punch. I started doing the Fringe circuit back when I lived in Winnipeg, and I've been living in Vancouver for about 3 years now. And a part of my growth process, both as an artist and as a person, has come along that time. Part of it is, you know, a lot of very actor stuff that you learn, just about how to do a show. I know how to do a show in front of an audience of 2 people and 3 people. I know how to promote a show in various areas, how to work different audiences, how to talk to strangers, all those sort of like excellent skills that anybody picks up. But on top of that, I've also learned a lot about myself through going on these travels. Fringe is great because particularly at the larger festivals, and if you do a string of festivals together, a real community builds up because there are many vagabond performers who are doing this along with, you know, the excellent locals at various festivals. So you get to meet people and be a part of it. But you also learn a lot, you know, just in the downtime because you're not with people the whole time that you're doing it, having, you know, those occasions to go to the different cities around Canada. And I've gone to a couple of festivals in the States. It really gives you a deep appreciation both for all the places that you go to. And going back home is always a bit of a bittersweet relief and sad moment at the same time to be leaving the tour behind. So, yeah, no, there's all sorts of different ways and different things that you learn through that experience, like any travel experience, but also a working one where you're going out there. And I think different than, say, you know, just traveling where you have, you know, your destination and you make your own journey there. But we have a job to do in producing a show, getting people to come see it, and that sort of forces this extra level of really trying to make a connection with people and, of course, as an artist, doing something that people find a value in. That's definitely something that's evolved for me in realizing, you know, the kind of stuff that people want, how you can trick people into seeing stuff that maybe they don't think they want, but they'll enjoy it once they get there. The Sucker Punch is one of many shows that I've written that deal with themes of regret. It's something that comes up over and over in my writing. What really inspired it is I had this idea in the back of my head from just experiences of these momentary lapses that cause these regrets that haunt after you, having, you know, memories of something that you said or did that you immediately knew was a stupid thing to do, and, you know, dealing with the consequences of that, if only there were a way to get rid of it. And so that is what really sparked the idea in my brain, just dealing with how people deal with those problems and grow from them. So in part, it was sort of my ruminations on that. And I think it also reflects a lot of my own discoveries as a person growing up and realizing, okay, well, you can't just beat yourself up over these things for the rest of all time. The different coping strategies that I've used or the coping strategies that I specifically didn't use and the consequences of that. But of course, as you start writing anything that is fictional, it takes a life of its own. And so soon the characters wanted to stretch in different ways. And I was more than happy to do that because I'm not a huge fan of seeing a play where I'm watching somebody work through a problem. I'm rather more interested in seeing a play where we see somebody struggle with it, but you know that the writer has already made up their mind and come to a conclusion. That's what I hope people will take away from the show. It did really well for me when I first toured it back in 2011, and thus far in Nanaimo, it's going really great. So I think it is something that resonates with people.
I'm wondering, if you might be willing to record one of the poems that you do in the play and to just put it out there.
I've done the poems in various stasis before. It was actually a really interesting experience to write poetry in character. The poetry from the show is a bit different from my poetry. It's a lot angrier, but I kind of liked having the opportunity to do that. So, but I'll do Real Relationships. That's one that's been out, and I've done it for a few different things. So, I have a relationship with my feet to the ground and my ears to the sound all around me. And I have a relationship with my head to my heart, each beat and you start to a cycle that completely surrounds me. To my eyes and my hands, my throat and my glands, but what I don't understand, what confounds me, are real relationships. Real relationships. Nobody wants to hear a poem about relationships, about faces that launched 1,000 ships, not anymore. Nobody wants to hear something that's been done before. Don't want to be a bore, make you snore, be shown the door, because I've got more in store, and I am looking for that special someone who's not a whore and wants to have a real relationship. I want a partner in crime, not someone who'll roll over and make me do the time. I want a friend at my back, not someone who's lining up a stab while I'm taking the flack. I want the girl of my dreams, because my mind bursts at the seams with the possibilities and reams of things you just can't do if you're not in a real relationship. Because if no one's completing you, you're incomplete. Failed the grade, we'll need to repeat. Come see the teacher after class. No one's comfortable watching you eat at a restaurant alone. No one calling you up on your phone. You need to be fixed, because we have a fixation that each person in their station should be matched up to the best of the estimation of the people who can't stand to see you unhappy. Now, I've had real relationships made from real pity, and though that sounds real nice, it's actually real shitty, because I am not a charity case. We are all charity cases. And the public trust is empty because the public won't trust anymore or anyone or anything. We used to have a relationship with nature. We don't talk so much after the rape. We used to have a relationship with ourselves, but we can't stand ourselves always trying to escape. We used to have a relationship with our lives, but now the thoughts gives us hives. We spend our nights drinking in dives trying to take home and fuck a body that's not collecting flies, because that is the only real relationship. But I still want one, because I've watched you for a long time, writing long rhymes, and though my rage and indignation climbs, I still long for those times where I might have done or said something to make our uncomfortable interactions a real relationship.
Brent Hirose is an actor, writer, improviser, director, singer, and voiceover artist from Vancouver. The run of Sucker Punch at Nanaimo Fringe is over, but you can find Brent online at brenthirose.com and at the Vancouver Fringe.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with the Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.